Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Lord, honey, they didn't fool me. Nelly and Ashanti are already married.
And first it was Justin Timberlake, and now another artist is getting arrested. Find out why Travis Scott got in trouble.
And later we chat with dancehall queen Spice about her new album and more. But first,
let's get this started.
Well, Kendrick Lamar's Pop Out Ken and Friends concert for Juneteenth was on fire. Now, he brought out 25 LA artists, including Dr. Dre, Roddy Ricch, Ty Dolla $ign, Tyler, the Creator, and more. Plus, this brother unified the Bloods and Crips on stage. But it seems like the highlight of the night was the live debut of Kendrick's song, Not Like Us. You know the song that he used to eat the Drake? Man, listen. He was encouraged by the crowd. Lamar performed the song 5 times. And each time he performed the song, like, the hype got bigger and the crowd got more and more into it. It was more explosive than the last. Safe to say that this is going down in history next to Ether, Hit 'Em Up, and, like, any other classic rap record you could think of. It's one of them ones.
Yeah, it is. It's one of my favorite songs.
Really?
What?
I just think it's ridiculous that they're doing all this bickering. 2 millionaires bickering. Do y'all fight? Women don't do that.
They do.
No, they don't.
Some women do.
Right, I ain't never heard
they
none.
Do.
Yeah, I mean, 5 times for the same song, that was stupid.
Here's the thing, though, is, like, people there knew that this was going to be something that people were talking about, because the beef it's not over. I mean, I guess it's over and decided, but, like, this is, like, the final dagger in Drake.
Oh, yeah, at this point, he's stabbing a dead body.
Yeah,
right, going...
yeah, but that song, I Just Left L.A., it is huge. Not Like Us is a huge record there. And so for him to play it 5 times back to back, I can see why the audience will get even more hyper and hyper, hyper.
Really?
Like, yeah, song of the summer. All right, moving on. Y'all, my good girlfriend Jennifer Hudson recently spilled some piping hot tee-hee-hee about her family, y'all.
Oh, she did.
So on a recent podcast, J-Hud shared that her papa was a rolling stone. And she said at 16, she dug deeper into her family tree and found out that her daddy had 27 children. And y'all, she is the youngest.
Oh, that should make her feel good. Like, oh, you're so precious, I had to stop.
That's crazy. Yeah. Now, J-Hud claimed that she hasn't met all of her siblings, and it was her dream to have all of them at this grand Thanksgiving or Christmas table to eat together, but that was her goal at 16. Now, I guess that ain't her goal no more. Why do y'all think that is?
Because now she's famous, everybody gonna want something.
Oh, baby.
Right. But they might have somebody famous. If you got 27, at least maybe two should be famous in that damn 27, so she don't know.
Well, one of them is massively famous.
One of them's Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah.
If you had 27 siblings, would y'all want to meet them?
Yeah.
I'd probably want to meet a couple of them.
27?
Yeah.
I met a brother I didn't know I had like 16 years ago, and like it was a life-changing experience because we the same person.
Oh, I wouldn't want to know how much my dad was a whore. No.
So. You wouldn't want to know if there's another Gary out there just like you?
No. Honey, they broke the mold with me.
Imagine if there was another Gary that was like Stefan Urkel, like where like, you know, he's like, you know, like on him.
Okay, moving on. Gary, gotta tell you, your tea was cold when it came to Nelly and Ashanti. Remember all the shade? Do you guys remember all the shade? He was thrown at the soon-to-be parents about not being married. Well, well, well. The lovely couple has secretly been married for 6 months.
I knew it.
The two were joined in holy matrimony in St. Louis on December 27th last year. Now, there hasn't been an official huge wedding, but the two are indeed husband and wife. So, guys, huge congratulations to Nelly and Ashanti.
I knew it.
And this is proof that a private life is a happy life.
It really is.
This is proof that a private life is not private.
Why you say that?
Because you just told us.
It's been private for 6 months.
You just told us.
It's private for 6 months.
We didn't break the news.
And a woman like Ashanti's status, think about it, y'all. December the 27th.
What?
Why would you get married 2 days after Christmas? Do
what's
it on Christmas. Do it on Christmas.
Well,
make it a gift.
You wanted to give Jesus his day.
Right.
Well, make it a gift.
Hold on. So God. December was what? What was that? 7 months ago? And she's six. Showing now? 6 months ago? Mm-hmm. Do you think maybe was this like a little Christmas
shotgun
baby?
Wedding? Oh, yeah.
Child, so, you know, please.
Let the mistletoe hang out too
right?
long.
Right, yeah.
Please.
I think the baby
stuff
was
something
before
in a
the
stocking.
Wedding.
He crawled up
what
in her chimney.
I think the baby was a little bit before the wedding.
Uh-huh. A little before that?
Yeah.
A little Thanksgiving
she's
baby.
She's almost
everybody.
Due now.
Oh, yeah.
Get your chuck.
Little gobble baby.
Well, it's looking like it's about to be a lit summer for Hollywood, you know. First, it was Justin Timberlake with the DWI. Now he got a drinking partner.
Uh-oh.
Travis Scott came through with the glossy-eyed mugshot. Look at him, man. Now, Travis was arrested in Miami for disorderly intoxication and trespassing. Now, according to the popo, Travis was out of control arguing with some people on a yacht, so the cops was called to escort him away. And the police reported that Travis was reeking of alcohol and told the cops he's gonna catch a fade before his driver pulled off. Well, 5 minutes later, the same cops spotted Travis headed back to the boat. So they went to stop him, and then he started acting erratic, being mad belligerent. So they cuffed him up and threw him in the slammer. Now, he bonded out of jail for only $650, plus tax maybe. But upon his release, he was left standing outside and alone and confused with no sign of security, friends, and no one to pick him up.
Wow.
But according to an insider, his driver eventually arrived.
Mm.
Now, Travis posted a Photoshop version of his mugshot on social media to let everyone know he's good, along with the X post that read, LOL.
He's a fraud.
Why did you say
they
that?
They don't let you take no damn mugshot with sunglasses.
He said it's Photoshop, Gary.
Silly, really?
Oh.
Are you okay?
Why are you Photoshopping?
Chad has one Gary, dog.
He looks better glossy eyed.
But that's Travis Scott literally said, hold my beer, and like got himself arrested right after Justin Timberlake.
But why did you go back? Why did he go back? The cops already walked you out. You don't want to be on that boat no more.
Mm-hmm. Drunk. Mm.
Drunk.
Oh, I'm telling you, like black people in boats, it never ends well.
Mm. You know what?
Well. Oh, Miss Tamar. Baby, you are taking us all back to school, honey. So, girl, I saw you on the new season of BET's College Hill last night, baby, doing everything but studying.
Oh,
look at this.
You guys are in the class called Louisiana Unmasked. We are going to be talking about Mardi Gras.
Anybody know what Mardi Gras stands for?
I think Mardi Gras is French for show your ass and get drunk.
This is a school night, and we got to get up early.
I see more to Santana than just partying.
Y'all trying to make me a bad person.
It's a lot, y'all. It's a lot.
Okay.
Honey, Tamar. So tell us all about college. I mean,
College
I love that
Hill.
Outfit.
First of all, College Hill was an amazing opportunity to go back to school. We went to Xavier University in New Orleans.
Xavier.
Yes. And my roommate was none other than Saucy Santana.
Oh, yeah.
So that was an adventure in itself.
Yeah.
You know, it was really an amazing experience because, you know, I hadn't been back to school since I was maybe like 19 years old when I decided school wasn't for me because they didn't have Superstar 101. So this time I could go back and appreciate, you know, going to a HBCU college. And it was just a great experience. It was fun.
How was Saucy Santana as a roommate?
Oh, listen. So Saucy. Yeah, so you know, I'm used to a structured life. You know, I go to bed at a reasonable time. Saucy does not.
Okay.
And when he does go to bed, he snores.
Ooh.
We got like 5 Diva fans blowing on him while he's sleeping and snoring at the same time. It was
an
experience.
Did you have a lot of company?
No, needless to say, we're still friends. We made it through that storm.
That's great.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Coming up, Kylie Jenner is tired of people being so judgy. Mm. We'll dish on that after the break.
Oh.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, guys. Y'all, this is a very sad story, honey. Y'all hurt. It's Kylie Jenner's feelings.
Oh, Lord.
Now, seeing billions, honey, can't buy happiness, and nobody knows this better than Kylie, who broke down, y'all, after dealing with hurtful comments about her looks. Y'all, check this out.
I'll see some comments, and it's like, where some people be like, this is really mean, and defend me. Like, why are we talking about her looks?
Yeah.
It's 2024. And then I'll see other comments like, because she did it to herself. She up her face. She has so much surgery. And I'm like, I just, even if I did get so much surgery and I have this and I got all these things, I still don't think it's okay to talk about someone's looks.
I agree.
Oh my God, it's sad. I mean, do y'all guys feel sorry y'all for Kylie, honey, knowing what she feels, why she's just feeling this way?
Nah.
Nah!
Oh!
Why not? Now, first of all, she's a billionaire. Why she care what anybody think about anything?
Tamar.
What? She's a billionaire and she's gorgeous. So help me understand what we crying for. What are we crying for?
And she could be the spokesperson for Cross Colors because she started her career as a white woman.
Yep.
Oh, but she's still white.
Ish.
Oh, she just sleep black.
I don't
We got to stop putting money as the main objective. This girl is hurt. And I feel bad for her. I mean, just think, I mean, people called y'all ugly once upon a time in life. And I mean, look at you now.
Yeah, still ugly.
Yeah.
Moving on. Well, apparently Versus is back thanks to Swizz Beatz, Timbaland, and surprisingly, Elon Musk. Now, Swizz and Timbaland have partnered with Elon to have all their upcoming events and battles on X for free. But check this out, y'all. The fans are not happy. So not only do some think Versus should have been left in the quarantine era, some fans are not really happy about the pair partnering up with Elon, who recently sided up with some questionable comments about black-on-black crime. And to make matters worse, the trio announced this partnership on Juneteenth, leaving some fans to think that they was mocking the culture. So you think the fans got a point, or, you know, business is business?
They got a damn point.
Okay.
Just because, and that's what's wrong with Negroes not with money.
What?
I mean, why would you sit here and this man said some truthful stuff about black-on-black crime to
some
these people?
Stuff.
Now you Gary Musk.
Yo, what is wrong? Something. Your mother dropped you on your head when you was little, obviously. Oh,
okay, moving
God.
On. It is time for
Didn't See Dish Coming?
Okay, Gary, I want you to imagine this scenario, okay? You first off, your Gucci handbags go missing.
Ah!
And you find out it's been stolen and sold on an online auction by someone you lived with.
Oh.
Well, this happened to a college freshman after realizing she was missing over, wait, what? $50,000 worth of luxury bags and jewelry from her dorm room. The 19-year-old later found out her roommate, who is, by the way, a politics and criminology major, was not only stealing the items, but selling them online at consignment shops. So, rightfully so, the criminology major roommate has been charged with grand larceny, and she's being sued by a roommate for the damages.
Wow.
Holy moly, $50,000 in bags in a dorm room?
I want to know what kind of trips this woman was taking to go get the $50,000 worth of bags at being a college student.
Hell, her parents was rich. I mean, they wouldn't like y'all. Her parents was rich.
Okay.
Tamar can speak to that hell.
What? I get in it.
Yeah.
First of all, I would be upset about my bags. The bags you can't get back that was sold.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's very highly suspicious and suspect because you would think also a mom or dad at some point would be like, you don't need $50,000 worth of stuff in a dorm room.
Not if your parents rich, the mama got quadruple the amount.
I'm sure, but that's at a house.
This is when you separate the stage. Up next, honey, Dance Hall Queen Spice is in the building. Stay tuned. You might catch me doing a little dirty wine.
Oh, no!
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all, we got a very special guest with us. She is the queen of dance hall. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only Spice is in the building.
Hey! Wagwan. I like how you say that. Wagwan.
Wagwan, well, man. And your new song, 2085, T, just went number one in a whole bunch of countries, so congratulations
on that.
Thank
you so much. Thank you so much. Always going number one. It's like normal.
Miss number one. Yo, and I read that it took 6 hours for you to get in character for the music video. So what was the inspiration?
So the name of my album is called Mirror 25. And I came up with that name because, you know, in the mirror, it's a reflection. And I'm in an era where I'm kind of just reflecting on everything that I've been through, all the things I've managed to overcome. I'm celebrating 25 years also in the business. So I'm like, okay, I'm here now. Where do I go from here? So I came up with the idea, what if I'm in the future, what I'm going to be doing? So, you know, in the future, if I put like 40 years from now, I'm going to be an older person. So I use the old voice and pretended to be an old lady. And I was kind of singing. So it's like my older self singing to my younger self of all the trials and tribulation, everything that I've been through.
That's creative.
The tea's hot. I made one cup of tea and it seemed fair bone up a whole heap of people because I just spoke my mind of things that I've been through. People who betrayed me. Oh. Friends who slept with my man. Wow. Like a lot of tea. So I'm just dishing the tea on myself.
Ooh, okay. My Lord. Period. So Spice, honey. I just love spilling the tea, girl. So we even brought, honey,
the
good tea cups, girl.
Let's make a cheers, honey.
All right, so, baby, so let's... Okay, we're going to have a few questions, okay?
Okay.
So, let's get to them. Now, you know, honey, I always have my couleur of the day. And, you know, and I know you love blue, but I don't like that word blue, Spice, honey. So what does that blue mean? Because I would call that royal blue.
I've been wearing this blue ever since I started my career. It's like my brand. Mm. You just know, oh, KFC have the bucket of chicken and I feel them logo that. The blue is my slogan. It's my logo. It's my everything. It's my brand. And recently when I almost lost my life, when I woke up, the only thing that kept me going was just seeing blue all over, blue hearts, blue like my destinations. Because I call my fans my bestie.
Were you in the ocean?
No.
Oh, no, she said she blue. I didn't know
that. I'm the only person on the earth that wears blue every day.
Some Crips would probably be like, hey, us too.
No, no, no. Nothing to do with it. Has nothing to do with that. That blue is just my color.
Okay.
Okay, so your song is also about minding your business. Now, was there a time when you didn't mind your business and you wish that you did?
A lot of times I didn't mind my business, right, but I've never wished that I did. When I go in your business, I'm going in your business for a reason.
Ooh.
So I'm all, like, for example, my friends, like, even on Love & Hip Hop, they always say, oh, Spice, and yeah, because that's my friend. I'm just that loyal person.
Yeah.
So if me and you a friend and somebody got something with you, they got it with me too.
Period.
Yeah, so your business now become my business.
Okay.
So I've never had a situation where I go in a business and I regret it.
Really?
All right, now.
Let's drink to that.
Yeah.
Drink to that. Okay, Spice, now I co-host Tanner Banner over there. He had oxtails for the first time here at Dish Nation.
Okay.
Yes. Now, is there a Caribbean dish that you can cook that he would be ready to move to the islands for?
Is that an insult or?
No, he liked the oxtails.
You said if there's a Caribbean dish, I can cook every.
Oh! Okay.
He drink again?
Okay!
But the oxtail be busting, though.
Okay.
You know, I love my oxtail and rice and peas and my plantains. But nothing to me like my dumpling and my banana, my ackee and my selfish and them something there, yeah?
Okay.
I'm on
you
now.
He's like, what did she say? What did she say?
Can you write that down?
She was talking about dumplings and selfish.
Huh? The party ain't over yet. When we come back, Spice is going to take us to school. We soon come. Don't move. More Dish Nation on the way.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, we back.
Hey.
We got the queen of dancehall with us, none other than Spice herself.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, Spice, some of our audience, as well as some of us on the stage right here, might not know as much patois as others, right? So we wanted to see if you could teach us a few quick words just so we could navigate through these patois streets, all right?
Oh, that's easy for me to do, man. Where you want to?
Like, let's just say if you wanted to say what's up to somebody.
You just say wagwan.
Okay.
So wagwan. Say it. You gotta say.
Wagwan.
Yeah, wagwan. Wagwan. And
wagwan.
Then you, and if he says that to you, you can reply and say, Medea.
Medea, what that mean?
Medea.
I'm here.
Oh, Medea.
Medea.
Not Medea. Yeah.
Not Medea.
Not Medea. Medea. Crazy.
Me.
What about like, hey, what are you doing later?
Oh. Where are you later?
Wait, that sounds similar.
Where, like, where ya do?
Where ya do?
Later.
Where ya do later?
Hold on, will I get canceled if I feel like I'm walking a fine line there?
No, you're not.
So something that you can say is big up on a nice clean self. Big up.
Big up.
On a self.
On a cell phone?
No.
On a self.
On a cell phone?
On yourself.
So it's like big up on a self.
Oh, big up on a self?
Yeah, so if you see a Jamaican, you can say that to them. Like, wagwan, big up yourself.
What about go to hell?
What?
You can't just say move.
All right.
Okay.
Move your. I like that one.
Well, I feel like we are now well informed. Well, Spice, thank you so much for pulling up on
us.
Congratulations on all your success.
The 2085 tea is out and the tea is hot.
Yes.
And we'll see you next time on Dish Nation. Big up yourself.
Bye. Big up yourself.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.